New York Times admits editor's comments were racist and anti-Semitic. By Matthew Boyle on August 25, 2019. The New York Times has, several days after Breitbart News first exposed politics editor Tom Reich-Bersanti's racist and anti-Semitic comments on Twitter, admitted the comments were in fact racist and anti-Semitic. A piece the New York Times released on Sunday, which described a broader operation of loosely organized supporters of President Donald Trump fighting back against the media with aggressive new tactics, was the first time the newspaper in its own pages addressed the scandal regarding Reich-Bersanti. In the piece, The Times reveals that it considers the tweets racist and anti-Semitic. Before this piece, The Times had only described the content as a violation of its standards and Reich-Bersanti had only described the content as offensive. Now, for the first time on Sunday, 3 days after Breitbart News broke the story on Thursday, The Times admitted they were both racist and anti-Semitic. The Times piece, authored by Jeremy Peters and Ken Vogel, said, "The operation's tactics were on display last week, seemingly in response to two pieces in The Times that angered Mr. Trump's allies. The paper's editorial board published an editorial on Wednesday accusing Mr. Trump of fomenting anti-Semitism, and the newsroom published a profile on Thursday morning of Ms. Grisham, the new White House press secretary, which included unflattering details about her employment history." One person involved in the effort said the pro-Trump forces, aware ahead of time about the coverage of Ms. Grisham, were prepared to respond. Early Thursday morning, soon after the profile appeared online, Breitbart News published an article that documented anti-Semitic and racist tweets written a decade ago by Tom Reich-Bersanti, who was in college at the time and has since become an editor on the Times politics desk. The Times said it was reviewing the matter and considered the posts a clear violation of our standards. While Reich-Bersanti deleted several of the tweets and issued an apology of sorts via Twitter on Thursday, before ultimately hiding his Twitter account's contents from the public, he has not spoken publicly about the matter until now for this Times piece, where Reich-Bersanti did an interview further apologizing for his racist and anti-Semitic behavior. Reich-Bersanti's comments to Vogel and Peters for the Times piece first attempt to brush the racist and anti-Semitic comments off as from when he was in college, but then admit they were not funny, saying, "But he said they're not funny, they're clearly offensive," adding, "I feel deep shame for them, and I am truly, honestly sorry that I wrote these." He said he had forgotten about the tweets as he started a career in journalism. "For my generation, the generation that came of age in the internet, all the youthful mistakes that you made get preserved in digital amber, and no matter how much you change and mature and grow up, it's always out there, waiting to be discovered," Mr. Reich-Bersanti said. This Times piece published Sunday does not address if Reich-Bersanti will be fired, or if some other action will be leveled against him by the Times. Sources familiar with the matter inside the Times tell Breitbart News that the newspaper's union is involved, as is the newspaper's legal department, while the newspaper continues attempting to determine what course of action to take. But several top conservatives and Republicans, including top administration officials and congressional leaders, have called on the Times to terminate Reich-Bersanti over the tweets the newspaper now admits were racist and anti-Semitic.